Israel has released 15 bodies of Palestinians killed during its war in the Gaza Strip 3 days after recovering the remains of the last Israeli hostage. Mediators hope this move will progress the next stage of U.S. President Donald Trump's peace plan. Handing over all remaining living and dead hostages was a core commitment written into the first phase of the ceasefire deal. Subsequent stages remain to be fulfilled, including the opening of the Rafah crossing connecting Gaza with Egypt. President Donald Trump says he's hopeful Hamas will disarm.
And I will tell you, Hamas was a big factor in getting all of the hostages back. We were not happy with them, and they had to bring them back, and they found the dead hostages, the bodies of hostages were. And those parents wanted their sons back, I think in all cases sons, but they wanted their sons and their family, they wanted their sons back as much as the people that had living hostages that we got them back to.
At the same time, medics said two men were killed by Israeli forces in eastern Khan Yunis, while the Israeli military says it is unaware of any casualties resulting from Israeli fire on Thursday. An Israeli airstrike killed at least one Palestinian later that day in the Maghazi camp of the central part of the Gaza Strip.